This week it's been 10 years since Panthers, of course, won that league title in Belfast with that famous victory and that famous season. Corey, let's do a little bit of reminiscing. Just put into words how good that team was.
Well, you put a smile back on my face. That's the first thing. That team was, they were incredible. The things they did with the puck, the skill, the ability, the competitiveness, just their will to win. Sometimes we'd have games won in warm up. It was, if teams wanted to be aggressive, they'd fight with them. If they wanted to skate, we could skate with them. And then obviously skill and defending. Like, we just had a great complement of players, a group that really, just blended well with each other. We had an offensive defenseman paired with a defensive guy. The lines, we had, two super skilled guys with a worker, an intangible guy, and it just worked so well. And anytime there was a breakdown, we had the best goaltender in the league. It was fun. It was honestly fun to coach. I was very, very, to be honest, very rarely was I needed. Of course, I did my stuff and I was diligent, but to change game plans and throw different wrinkles at teams, maybe 5-6 times, but the rest of it was just, put them on, give them direction, give them a structure which they could handle, and then watch them go out there and just be better than everyone. It was really fun.
How early in the season did you know that it could be a good team? Because if we think back, it didn't start brilliant, did it? And there was some tough home defeats. One everyone remembers was against Edinburgh, and Jordan Fox came out and made a rallying call, I remember, to the media. So it shows that it didn't always go plain sailing. But did you always know it could be a good team?
I thought during the summer that we had some really fun pieces. Obviously, a guy like David Ling come in, who started really quite slow, as did Bruce Graham. Yeah, I remember, playing against Bruce in the East Coast League, and it was just this big giraffe out there who was really hard to get pucks back from. And then, guy, we brought in Gallivan, which, I had done so much research and I wanted them for so many years. Jason Beckett, who was just a menace. I played with him for years. And a group that was, first of all, talented, but secondly, just great people who would do the little things to win. We had arguably one of the best players in the league the year before. Jordan Fox just decided he was going to play defense just to help the team, and it's that kind of unselfishness and character that led that group. And I remember just in Jordan Fox, a funny moment. We were losing to somebody. Could have been Coventry at home, and I come in, as I do, in the middle of the second period intermission, and I just open the door, and normally the guys just wait and let me draw on the board, do my stuff, and Jordy looks at me, he goes, "Hey, we got it." I'm like, "All right." I just walked out, and they just went out and just destroyed them in the third period, and it was just a different era. There were characters. It was fun. It was fun.
Just finally on that, did you understand there as well the enormity of what it meant for the fans? Did that sink in as well?
No, I think it. We had built a core to that point, a really nice core of British players and some imports that, had, suffered, through some of those, alignings of our group or external pressure from the fans or opposition fans, and it was something they really wanted, and it was communicated early, and the new guys just bought in really quickly, and they what I sensed with that group really early on was this just general sense of pride, and it was a pride in the jersey and what they were representing, but I think as a professional athlete, your first and foremost thing is you have to have pride in yourself, and you have to want to be your best every single day. And that group wanted, each player wanted to be their best, and they were willing to, sacrifice maybe some personal success or points for, I remember yelling at David Lang, like, "Dave, you've been on the power play for a minute and 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. Galley's, one of the better players in the league. you gotta come off. And Galley just kind of nudges me on the side. He looks at me and goes, it's David Lynch. It's like, I'm fine. And it was those kind of characters who just led to an amazing group. You know, I look back at it, and my favorite players of that group were the, you know, the guys, the Philippines and the Benedicts and the Beckets and Frannies and these guys who just did things that I could never do, like play unbelievable defense, or they're tough, or they're fast, or they're, and it was, as I said, it was a perfect storm.
Just one more before we finish. I was just thinking about it. Just that night in Belfast, you know, can you remember what it felt like to kind of achieve something that like you talk about the pressure from the fans and people outside the organisation talking about Nottingham not winning the league and all that had gone on for so many years. You know, how was it in Belfast that, you know, that single moment, that single night?
Well, the single moment I remember, well, there's a lot of moments I remember in that game. I mean, the first moment that really brings my head is a guy like David Clark.
Had a fight.
He had a fight.
Yeah.
And he went out and he beat the wheels off somebody. I don't even remember who it was. And you could tell that, you know, a guy who scores, you know, 50, 60 goals, however many goals, one of the best goal scorers ever to have played the game, goes out there and beats somebody up just to set the tone. That was incredibly impressive. And then we have guys like Lacko and Gallivan and Franny. Not so much Franny. Franny was more of a stick blocker, but Lacko and Galley just eating slap shots from, who's their guy who shot? I think it was Sandrock.
Yeah, Robbie Sandrock.
Absolute missile. And then just taking it without goalie equipment on. And then finally the last sequence where Jason Beckett's running around in the defensive zone just throwing people everywhere. it was incredible. It's a lot of makes the hair on my head, whatever's left, stand on top.
Yeah, I could talk for hours. Maybe we'll do that at Matthew's testimonial dinner, but thanks very much for joining us, Corey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.